Back in February, I decided to listen to and review every single record in my husband's massive collection. I'd been living with this collection for about 9 years. I'd always loved that I'd married into this record collection, but I guess it was just something about that cold February evening that gave me the idea. Whatever it was, there was enough propulsive creative force for me to create a Tumblr the following day called My Husband's Stupid Record Collection. I wrote in an unfiltered stream of consciousness style about what I was listening to. If it made me think of a memory or a different time or place or feel a strong emotion, I'd write about it. I didn't think anyone would read it, but that doesn't mean I didn't hope people would read it. I've also learned to stop caring about what others might assume about me. To be honest, I have to expose myself in a way that still makes me a little uncomfortable. I hope that maybe, taking all of that into consideration, they will come around on what I'm doing. But I'm keeping my expectations low.